Jim Jordan, FBI continues to involve itself in elections. By Jeff Poor on October 9, 2022. On this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, discussed the ongoing investigation into the business dealing of President Joe Biden's family and how the investigation could impact the November 8 midterm elections. Jordan told host Maria Bartiromo that congressional Republicans would also look into how the FBI was getting involved in elections, noting its involvement in 2016, 2020 and this year. I think the Hunter Biden story will primarily be done out of the Oversight Committee under the if, in fact, the American people put us in the majority. It will be done under the leadership of then-Chairman Comer in the Oversight Committee, he said. But, yes, we need to do this. I think the real question is, though, what's the FBI really going to do? I mean, the American people have common sense. They see the facts. They see that there was a laptop, there was the eyewitness, there was the emails, there are all these suspicious activity reports. There's now this email that Congressman Issa has brought forward. So the facts are already there. The real question is, will the FBI hold people accountable? I mean, I got my doubts. And, frankly, I will believe it when I see it because this is the FBI, where we have now had 14 agents come to us as whistleblowers and tell us how political it's gotten. This is the FBI that raided the home of a former president, took the phone of a sitting member of Congress, Jordan continued. This is the FBI who kicked in the door of a pro-life leader 2 weeks ago outside of Philadelphia and arrested him in front of his wife and seven children for something local law enforcement said was not a crime, not a problem. So this is how political this FBI has become. And I think a key point to remember, too, Maria, is this is the FBI who's involved themselves in every single election for the last four cycles. This is a point Congressman Gates made in committee a few weeks ago. In 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. In 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. In 2020, they suppressed information about the Hunter Biden laptop. And, now in 2022, they have raided the home of the former president, taken the phone of a sitting member of Congress 91 days before an election. So, when is the FBI not going to involve themselves in one of our elections? He added. That's probably a key question. So, that, to me, is the real concern. We're going to do everything we can to hold these folks accountable and, if we have the majority, bring them in front of Congress. Do the depositions that need to be done, so we can get the facts. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.